But between 1546 and 1562, an important church council summoned by the papacy and known as the Council of Trent reformed and revitalized the Roman Catholic Church in Europe and certainly in Germany as well. In 1552, the papacy established a college in Rome to train German Catholic priests. In 1568, the papacy actually established a special council for German affairs. And by the 1580s, with the arrival of the highly trained and disciplined missionaries of the Jesuit order, German Catholicism had mobilized its strength and had begun regaining lost ground. Reform-minded Catholic bishops began rebuilding churches, rooting out immorality and corruption among the clergy, and restoring the Catholic Church to its former state. In a small part of Swabia, where I've done some of my own research, the lands of the monastery of Otterbeuren, there are two interesting visitation reports drawn up in 1593 and 1626. In 1593, two-thirds of the parish priests in the various villages ruled by the monasteries had concubines or girlfriends of one kind or another. By 1626, 33 years later, nobody has a concubine, and every single priest has had at least some university training, including some who've been trained in Rome. And this is in the Styx of Upper Swabia, in the foothills of the Alps. Now, it should also be added that the reform-minded spirit of the German bishops also went along with increased militancy towards their Protestant adversaries. Because despite the provisions of the Peace of Augsburg, the reality was that many church lands were secularized by Protestants in the decades after 1555. That means, at least on technical legal grounds, the Catholics had real grounds for complaint. In 1583, for example, the Archbishop and Elector of Cologne turned Protestant and attempted to take his territory with him. This time, the Catholics decided to resist it. The Archbishop was deposed by the Emperor Rudolf II, and Rudolf also called in Spanish and Bavarian troops to make sure that the Catholic vision of how the situation should end was the one that was enforced. Religious tensions were particularly high in German cities, and these tensions were often intensified by social grievances, because in many of the German cities, Catholics and Protestants lived side by side. And of all the flashpoints, the most serious of all was the city of Donauwörth in what is now Bavaria in southern Germany. Officially, both Lutherans and Catholics had rites of worship in Donauwörth, but the Catholics were greatly cowed by Lutheran intimidation. When they tried to organize their processions, the Lutherans would interrupt them. The Catholics appealed to the imperial authorities, and the emperor sent an imperial commission to oversee the Catholic processions and make sure they had their rights. And actually, the commission itself ended up being besieged in its inn by a mob, while the local authorities just kind of stood by without doing anything. And this was seen as a direct affront to the authority of the emperor. And the emperor now empowered Maximilian of Bavaria, who was the most arch-Catholic of all of the German princes, to restore the situation and by force, if necessary. In December of 1607, a Bavarian army marched into the city and restored Catholic worship in Donauwörth. 2 years later, something fairly crucial happened. In 1609, the emperor granted Maximilian the city as a pledge against the expenses Maximilian had incurred in enforcing imperial commands. That is to say, the emperor had ordered a German prince to undertake a military operation for him, but the emperor didn't have the funds to pay for the operation itself. And Maximilian of Bavaria said, well, fine, why don't you then pawn me the city as a guarantee that I'm going to have my expenses paid back to me. The minute the emperor pawned Maximilian the city, Maximilian promptly banned Protestant worship in Donauwörth. He sort of legalistically invoked the principle of cuius regio, eius religio, I'm the prince, now I'm going to enforce Catholicism, and he expelled all of those who would not conform to the Roman Catholic religion. Predictably, German Protestants were absolutely outraged by the Donauwörth incident, but it's interesting to note that nobody was innocent here. Clearly, the Protestants had been harassing the Catholics, and the Catholics took advantage of legal technicalities to not only restore their own rights, but then oppressed the Protestants even more severely than Catholics had formerly been oppressed themselves. Therefore, in the year 1608, when the Imperial Representative Assembly, the Diet, the Reichstag, met, the Catholics upped the ante even further, and they now demanded the restoration of all church lands that had been secularized since 1555. By this point, in reaction to this, the Protestants walked out altogether, and 9 days later, a fateful step was taken. On the 3rd of May, 1608, six leading Protestant princes signed a 10-year alliance known as the Protestant Union, pledging that each would defend the other in case of attack. The formation of the Union marks a new phase in German politics. What it shows is that the traditional pan-imperial institutions, which had regulated conflict up to this point, were breaking down, and instead the empire was dissolving into explicitly confessional alliances, you might say, alliances explicitly organized along the lines of religion. Now, politics like this, what German historians like to call confessional politics, were pursued in the most unqualified manner in the territory called the Palatinate. It was a Calvinist territory. It had been a founding member of the Protestant Union, and it was ruled by a prince. He was also one of the electors, by the name of Frederick V, who ruled between 1610 and 1632.